Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. The Pasuk states, Vayimach es kol hayikum asher al pnei ha'adama. I would like to comment on the words Vayimach and Vayimachu. And Hashem wiped out all existence that was upon the face of the ground, from man to animals to creeping things and to the bird of the heavens. Then the pasuk continues, Vayimachu min ha'aretz, and they were wiped out from the earth. Only Noach survived, and those with him in the teva. The word Vayimach is mil'el, and the word Hayikum has a pasik after it. There is a slight pause. The next word is asher. Since the first word ends in a mem and the next word begins in an aleph, we make that slight pause not to swallow the aleph. The same is for the pasik after the word asher, and the next word is al with an ayin. Also, the word vayimach has no dogesh in the mem, and the translation of that word is, and he wiped out. The verb is a verb in binyan kal. In the verb vayimachu, there is a dogesh chazak in the mem. Why? Because this is to compensate for the missing letter nun of binyan nif'al. This verb belongs to binyan nif'al and means they were wiped out. This word should have been vayin mahu with a nun, indicating a binyan nif'al. However, the nun is omitted and compensated with a dogesh chazak. The pronunciation of this word is vayimachu milra, with a stronger double sound on the letter mem, vayimachu. The main accent is on the ches. The major accent of the word vayimach is on the yud, vayimach. Words that are similar to vayimach, which are also from binyan kal, are vayiken, vayiven, vayifen. All of them are mil'el. The sharish of vayiken is konoi, kuf nun hei, vayiven, beiz nun hei, and vayifen, pei nun hei. They all belong to the same category of verbs that end with the letter hei. It is called a lamed hei verb. And this is what Rashi is telling us by using the terms l'shoin vayif'al ve'enoi l'shoin vayipo'el. In other words, the word vayimach and the rest of these words are l'shoin vayif'al, which means kal, and vayipo'el refers to nif'al, such as vayimachu. There is an additional important point of diktuk I would like to point out. There is the word yimach without the dogesh chazak in the mem, and it means he will wipe out, as we had just mentioned, and this is from binyan kal. However, there is another word, yimach, which has a dogesh chazak in the mem, and in this case, the meaning is changed. And the meaning of the word vayimach with the dogesh chazak means let it be wiped out, or it should be wiped out, or blotted out. As in the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, pasuk Yud Gimel, in reference to the Rishaim, it says in the pasuk, Yehi acharisoi lahachris bedoir acher, Yimach Shemam. Let his descendants be marked out for destruction. In the following generation, let their name be blotted out. In this pasuk, the word is Yimach. Also, in the next pasuk, the word is Timach. The word has a dogesh chazak and is pronounced timoch with a stronger mem sound. The pasuk says v'chatas imoy al timoch, and may the sin of his mother not be blotted out. Also, please look at the Mincha Shai on the word vayimach. He stresses this point of the dogesh in the mem to be a serious consideration. Perek Ches, Pasuk Ches. The Pasuk states, Vayishalach es hayoino me'itoi. And Noach sent out the dove to see whether the waters had subsided. Rashi explains that the word Vayishalach and the word Vayishlach do not have the same meaning. Vayishalach ein ze lishoin shlichus. This does not mean being sent out on a mission and returning. Ela lishoin shiluach. It means sending away, not to return. Rashi writes, shilicho lo leches ledarko. He sent it off to go on its way. Uvezu yire im kalu hamayim. And through this, he would see if the waters had subsided. She'im timtza manoyach, loy soshuv elav. If the yoino were to find a resting place, it would not return to him. The word vayishlach, again, is a verb from binyan kal, meaning to send on a mission to return. Shlichus almenas lachazor. And vayishalach is a verb from binyan pi'el, meaning to send away, a shlichus gemura shaloi almenas lachazor. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes Liyakov explains why Rashi did not give us the definition of vayishalach in the previous pasuk regarding the oirev, the raven. He answers that this pasuk regarding the yoino, the pasuk states, lirois hakalu hamayim. So one can make a mistake and think that the intent of the shlichus in this pasuk is that he sent the yoino on a mission to return. Therefore, Rashi defines the word here. Perek ches, psukim, yud and yud beis. The word vayochel, vayochel oid, and the word vayiyochel oid. You must be careful with these two words. In Pasuk Yud, vayochel means, and he waited. Noach waited. In Pasuk Yud Beis, the word is vayiyochel, and means, he made himself wait again. Rashi points out that the word vayochel is a simple verb from binyan kal, and the word vayiyochel is a verb belonging to binyan hispoel, the reflexive binyan, indicating that Noach made himself wait. He delayed himself. This is also the opinion of the Be'er Choyvois and Rav Wolf Heidenheim. However, the Radak says that vayiyochel is a verb from binyan nif'al, a passive verb. Therefore, if you are leaning, make sure you clearly differentiate between the words vayochel and vayiyochel. Periches pasuk yud zayin. I would like to speak about the word that has a kriyuksiv. The word that we read as Hai-Tzei and is written Hoi-Tzei. In Pasuk Yud-Zayin, Hashem speaks to Noach and instructs him that all animals, birds, and all things that move on the earth must leave the Teva. They must leave the Teva with you so that they can multiply on the earth. There is a kriyuksiv in the Pasuk. The word is read Haitzei with a yud, but the way it is written is Haitzei with a vav. The word Haitzei implies that Noach should instruct them that they should go out on their own. And hoitze implies that if they do not want to go out by themselves, hoitzi'eim oto, you take them out against their will, because they must go out and repopulate the earth. The shoresh yud sadei aleph in binyan kal means to go out. The word hayitze represents the meaning in binyan kal. However, the same shoresh in binyan hifil would be hoitze, meaning take them out. So the koirei must say hayitze from binyan kal. Periktes, pasuk vav. The pasuk states ki b'tzelem elokim oso es ha'adam. Whoever sheds the blood of man, his blood shall be shed, because in the image of God, God made man. Rashi comments, ze mikro choser. There appears to be missing a word, v'tzorich lihiyois, and the pasuk should be understood as saying, oso ha'oiseh es ha'adam. The word ha'oiseh should be inserted in the pshat. For in the image of God, the Maker, He made man. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes that the pasuk is to be understood as Ki b'tzelem Elokim, Elokim asa es ha'adam. Rabbi Yaakov gives us an additional insight into this pasuk. One should observe the fact that the pasuk had to give us a reason for forbidding one to kill another person. And the reason is, Ki b'tzelem Elokim asa es ha'adam. Would anyone think for one moment that one could justify killing another person, just as the Torah permitted killing a Baal Chai, an animal? It is clear that one would never imagine being permitted to kill another person. Nevertheless, the Torah did not rely on the most obvious. Lo yisamcha ha-Torah al ha-pshitus shebedavar, uviyaro lanu es ta'am ha-isur. The Torah had to state clearly the reason, ki b'tzelem Elokim oso es ha-adam. Rabbi Yaakov writes that the reason for stating this clearly, shehevino ha-Torah es chulshas seichel ha-adam. The Torah understood the weakness of a person's intellect. The im nismoich al ha-seichel v'ha-mishpot bilvad, oz im mipnei eze tzorech, Yitztarech laharoig ben Adam, oz ye'aveis hu es hamishpot, v'yimtzo gam loze ta'amim hagunim. If we were to rely on the human mind and intellect and interpretation of the law, we could find individuals justifying for themselves the need to kill another person. He would abuse the law and will intentionally plan a miscarriage of justice and distort facts to carry out his evil intent. Therefore, the Torah warns us that every ritzicha mima'etes es tzelem Elokim violates the tzelem Elokim and is forbidden, and we learn from this that without yirah shamayim, a person cannot rely on his own seichel hayoshar. I will conclude with Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Pasuk states, Vayesht min hayayin vayishkor, vayisgal besoich oholoi. Noach drank the wine and became drunk, and he uncovered himself within his tent. Rashi comments, Vayisgal leshoin vayispoel. This verb, Vayisgal, meaning he uncovered himself, belongs to binyan hispael, the reflexive binyan. The shorish of the word is gimel lamed hay, and the suf of the word vayisgal is the suf of binyan hispael and is not a letter of the shorish. The Baal HaTurim also comments on the word Vayisgal, Oisiyois Goluyois. When the letters of the word Vayisgal is rearranged, it spells Goluyois, meaning exiles, from the Lashon of Golus. Shegalu b'roish goylim al yidei hayoyin, because the people of both Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda overindulged in drinking wine and sinned and were exiled at the head of the exiles. Another allusion to this pshat is the word hayoyin, which is the same mnemonic number as the word yilala, wailing, which equals 275. It was the drinking that caused them eventually to wail. Also, the same word goluyois, exile, can be vowelized giluyois, meaning uncovering, referring to gilui erva. This pshat is based on the Pirush HaRokeach, that drunkenness leads to immorality. The Medrash Rabbah in Perek Lamed Vav explains the words of the pasuk in which Noach sinned by drinking the wine. Vayesht min hayayin. Vayesht means shasa shaloi b'mida v'nisbaza. Noach drank excessively and became humiliated and embarrassed. Rav Chiya bar Abba said, Boi bayoim nota, boi bayoim shoso, boi bayoim nisvazo. On the same day that he planted, he drank and became humiliated. Rav Chonin, in the name of Shmuel bar Yitzchok, said, Vayigal ein kisiv kan, ela vayisgal. Although the word vayigal also means golus, exile, the Torah uses the word vayisgal. The mashmois of the word vayigal reflects only one golus, ola atzmoi, his personal golus. But the word vayisgal means goram golus loy ulidoyrois. His drunkenness caused not only golus for himself, but also for future generations. The same word vayisgal rearranged is goliyois, future exiles, for him, his children, for generations. The various psukim from the Nevi'im tell us, Aseres hashvatim loy golu ela b'shvil hayayin, Shevet Yehuda uvinyamin loy golu ela b'shvil hayayin. The 10 Shvatim and the Shvatim of Yehuda and Binyamin were exiled because of Yayin, wine. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin, Amud Aleph, in Perek Soirer Umoreh, states, Dorish Oiver Galila'o, Oiver from the Galil, Darshind, Shaloish Esrei Vovin Ne'emru Bayayin. There are 13 vav prefixes in these psukim attached to the verbs and are pronounced vai, which is the wailing sound in Aramis. Of course, the va is a vav hamahapech and is not extra, but the fact that the Torah attached 13 vav prefixes in this parsha discussing wine, the Gemara learns from this that whoever overindulges in drinking wine will eventually cry out, Vai, which is the equivalent of which we say, Oy vey. Look into the psukim with the 13 vovin. The 13 words are, Vayochel, he debased himself, Vayita, he planted, vayesht, he drank, vayishkar, he became drunk, vayisgal, he uncovered himself, vayar, he saw, vayikach, vayosimu, vayelechu, vayichasu, vayiketz, Vayeda. All these vavin teach us that wine is a source of misfortune. You can appreciate this pshat if you implement the rule of Dagesh Chazak in each one of the letters Yud. You'll notice in all of the letters Yud, there is a Dagesh Chazak, which means you should give more of an emphasis, sort of a doubling of the sound of the Yud, such as Vayochel, Vayita, etc. The only word that does not have a Dagesh Chazak is Vayichasu, because of the letter Yud, which does not take the Dagesh Chazak after the Vav Hahipoch. However, according to the Razor would say that the word is Vayichasu with a Shvono. So Mamela, you can hear more of the sound of the Yud as well. The Gemara also tells us a few lines later, Omar loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu leNoyach. Noyach, loy hayo lecha lilmoid me Adam harishoin sheloy goram loy el hayayin. Noyach, should you not have learned not to drink wine from Adam harishoin, whose downfall was caused only by wine? The tree from which Adam ate was a grapevine. This means he drank wine. Ve'ein lecha davar she'mevi yilala la'adam elayayin. There is nothing that brings sorrow and wailing upon a person as wine does. This completes Parshas Noach.